Closer to the capital, Bud Jack Callahan, Fox News. Russian forces in Ukraine stepping up the shelling on the outskirts of Kiev. Fox's Benjamin Hall is there.
It was a sleepless night for many people in this city. The shelling and the bombardment, greater and stronger than we have seen it so far since we've been here. Still not in the center of the city itself, but off in the distance, in the east and to the northwest. Heavy bombardment, not just the artillery we often hear, but something bigger, either Grad rockets or airstrikes. There is a sense now that the offensive against the capital city has begun.
Video posted online appears to show the mayor of the Ukrainian city of Melitopol being carried away by armed men, thought to be members of a Russian-backed rebel group. President Zelensky calling the apparent kidnapping a new stage of terror similar to ISIS tactics. The Biden administration continues to respond with economic weapons.
The U.S., along with EU and G7 allies, will move to revoke favored nation status for Russia, a step that would allow tariffs to be imposed.
Another crushing blow to the Russian economy. It's already suffering very badly from our sanctions.
Revoking most favored nation status requires action by Congress in the U.S., though the idea already has bipartisan support. President Biden is also banning Russian imports of seafood, alcohol, and diamonds.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Russia calling a meeting of the United Nations Security Council Friday to claim the U.S. and Ukraine have been stockpiling chemical weapons. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield calling it more Russian disinformation.
It is Russia that has well-documented history of using chemical weapons. It is Russia who is the aggressor.
The Pentagon has vehemently denied the chemical weapons claim. Uber says it will begin adding a fuel surcharge to its customers' bills in most of the U.S. starting next week to reimburse its drivers and couriers who are paying record-high gasoline prices. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal judge has blocked the state of Texas from investigating as possible child abusers the parents of transgender minors.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that the state investigate the parents of transgender youth was dealt a setback in the form of a judge's ruling. District Judge Amy Clark Meacham issued a temporary injunction that keeps the state from enforcing the measure that compels the Department of Family and Protective Services to investigate those parents over gender-confirming treatments the state calls child abuse. Governor Abbott's directive goes against the country's largest medical groups, including the American Medical Association. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Prosecutors in Baltimore and attorneys for a Maryland man whose murder conviction was chronicled in the podcast Serial are seeking a new look at the case. The prosecutors asking a judge to retest some of the evidence against Adnan Syed using DNA technology that wasn't available in 1999 when Syed was convicted of strangling a teenager. A grand jury in Texas has declined to indict Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson following a police investigation into claims of sexual assault and harassment by 22 women. With more companies summoning their remote workers back to the office, many of the workers are looking to the internet for advice.
Google says U.S. search interest in return to office reached a record high this month, along with searches for business casual outfits and casual work outfits. Search interest in remote work reaching a record high in January. After 2 years of working from home amid the pandemic, the top questions Americans are searching include, why do companies want to return to office? Is it safe to return to the office? And how to refuse return to office? Folks also not ready to give up those comfy clothes. How to style joggers for work? A top search over the last week. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.